Watchman Radio want to take the time to thank you for listening to our broadcasts. The world is now entering into the last days, and we see the signs all around us. Wars, rumours of wars, plagues, pestilence, famines, and earthquakes. These signs are here to alert us, and let us know the return of Jesus Christ is at hand. The Antichrist system is in place, and many will be deceived. Our goal is to get this warning out in any way we can, but we're in dire need of your support. Our listeners are all that is backing this radio ministry. Please help sound the trumpet. People need to be informed about repenting from their sins now. Jesus said, "Be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Won't you stand with us? All donations can be made out to Watchman Radio, sent to P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, NY 11704. You can choose to use our website with a quick, secure online method at watchmanradio.net. That's watchmenradio.net. Or if you like, call us toll-free at 1-877-734-6327. May the Lord bless you and keep you in the days ahead. Thank you.
Watchmen Radio.
Praise God, watch radio. Yeah. Okay. All right, so praise God, Watcher Radio representing East Coast, August 1st. And we got Redbeard, Return of Redbeard, going to be piping in a minute. R.I.P. Will be, I got to rename him, you know, that R.I.P. thing is just starting to think like people are dying, you know. Now Rowdy Piper is gone. You know, one of my, I used to love watching wrestling with Rowdy Piper, you know. I got my fan on here. Listen, got a bunch of things to go over, but we got Dean Braxton. Make sure I got the name right. You know me with the names. I'm going to go to my own page and see. Okay, yeah, it's Dean Braxton, okay. And, kind of last minute guess, but from what I've been told, he was actually died and went to heaven. So, has a revelation. Lord allowed him to encourage us about that. So tonight we want to be uplifted. No, listen, there's a lot going on in the world that could really be a drag. And I would just like to sit here and say to you that everything's going to be better. You know, best life now. You know, stuff like stuff of that nature. And at the end of the day, you have to really just say to yourself, things could get worse here, you know. Things can get worse globally. And, you know, this world is full of pain, suffering, and torment, and despair, and terror, you know. And the only anchor we have is Jesus Christ in these end times. I want to encourage you tonight that if you do have the Lord on your side, okay, you're in good shape. You're in good hands because he's the anchor of your soul. No matter what you go through, Jesus Christ, you will not taste death if you believe in the Lord. Meaning, you will transfer from realm to realm. How many out there believe that? That there is a realm. Now, when I overdosed in 2000, that scary situation happened to me. I literally didn't really even know I was like dead, but I was. So I could see my body. And you just transferred out of it. And I felt just alive, not in my body. So, and I didn't even know the Lord then. Well, I did, but not to the extent. You know, I knew about the deliverance ministry because I was brought to the deliverance ministry when I was a child. And saw mass deliverance. Tent revivals when worldly, age of 8, you know. But later on in life, this incident happened to me, and let's just say that transfer from one realm to the next was instantaneous. So how much more so when the Lord is the anchor of your soul? So I want to touch on that a little bit, but I have stuff to talk about, and let me try to get R.I.P. on. I feel like I'm flabbergasted right now because I'm trying to figure out what I'm thinking about. I knew I had there's people in the chat box. You know, I'm in there. You can go to the chat box. I put a link on the main page, nextcrusade.com, if anybody still uses websites. I don't know. Everybody just seems to be in social networks these days, you know? R.I.P. is gone. Let's get Redbeard on the line.
Hey, it's Ripper. Leave me a message. I'll call you back.
Yeah, he calls himself a Ripper, too.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up.
I figured R.I.P. would be better. But, you know, a Ripper, you know, you think of Jack the Ripper. So, you know, either way you have it. You got R.I.P. or you got Ripper. You know, it's all going to be not good.
Hello.
Yeah, what's up, Redbeard? Return of Redbeard. You know, I got to get an intro for you. Since I gave the wilderness rape scene to Zoe, I can't give you that.
What?
But, yeah, you know. You know. But, yeah, so, geez. A lot going on. I got to, at bottom of the hour, I'm going to probably have to put you on another line if R.I.P. ever does materialize.
Yeah.
RIP wanted to be on, but I think he's traveling in a mountain. So this is what's going on. I just want to share a verse, drop of a scripture into your spirit tonight. And I want to touch on the Faith Radio Project, that music has been updated on the radio. So these are going out. Listen, we just sent that. We're getting requests overseas now. If you kick a brick upstairs to the Faith Radio Project, I assure you the Lord is behind that project. Supernatural things have happened with that Faith Radio Project. We have testimony. We're going to be having a testimony night where people that have been using the Faith Radios are going to chime in. And I just, listen, the Faith Radio, I felt like this morning the Lord was just telling me that that is a beacon of help and hope to many folks because of the way it's been arranged. I don't feel I arranged it. I feel like the Lord was behind it. The certain sermons that are on there, the Bible, of course, is on there, but deliverance material, healing material, faith messages, and worship music has been updated. And I want you to... What?
I still haven't got one.
Okay, listen, let's keep my train of thought here because I'm just getting going here. I sound good. I sound like I know what I'm talking about. And what was I talking about?
The way that things were arranged on there.
Yeah. Okay, so listen, we got more going out, okay? We are up to date almost with the shipping, except Heather's shipment, which we got to get that out. But anybody that donates to that project, that money is going to that project. We just got a massive shipment, and I'm going sorting through the shipment because I have defective units. I don't want to ever mail you a defective unit, so I test every unit. So it takes me a lot of time. So I've been working on that for 3 days. So once these are all prepped and ready to go, boom, we're going to be go for the next phase of shipping these babies out. So Faith Radio Project, I love it. I love that whole project, and I praise God for it because Maria will tell you, we use Faith Radio all the time. We even bring it with us. We have the audio out and go right into the stereo in the car. We got the worship music, boom, you're good to go.
Well, it's an amazing project. I mean, that, it really is. It's touching people's lives at the heart of where they're at.
You don't know that.
I just do.
You don't have one.
I don't have one, but I want one.
It's pure speculation, you know. But one day you will. You will. Now, let's try RIP one more time. We're going to get him. Send Jimmy one, honey. He needs it. I got it, you know, I got stuff to talk about. And, what was I talking about before?
Hello?
RIP.
We're going to run through a verse.
Yes.
Yeah, RIP, we're going to have to rename you, but I was thinking you call yourself Ripper. So, I'm like, you know, every time I hear Ripper, I think Jack the Ripper. You know, I'm like, that sounds good. You get the knife, you're killing, slaying. And then RIP is like, you know, ding, you know, someone's going to drop.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about just renaming you Rodney. You know, that's your new name. Rodney. No?
I see. Nah, I don't think it's fair.
You look Irish. It's an Irish name? Well, we got Red Beard. He looks Irish, too. But listen, this I'm trying to be really serious right now because... I want to read here Revelations 21:5 because this verse, I just want to quote what Jesus says here because a lot of folks are looking at the world deteriorate, especially this nation. And we got folks, listeners from all over the world, they message me and they say, what happened to your country? I don't know. It's just deteriorated because of the libtard antichrist spirit. I mean, they're hacking up babies, selling them, and then they take the parts and they go, we got another book, and they cut it up, we got a liver here, and they sell it. Listen, Book of Jeremiah, I'm pretty sure, says the blood of innocence, unpardonable. Unpardonable, meaning it's a grievous sin, and when you combine this with the level of homosexuality that's going on today, listen, we are heading for an escalation of the four sword judgments being released on this country. I don't care what you think or what you've been taught. I'm telling you now that the sins of this nation will find her out, and God does judge nations. I know some folks teach otherwise or in delusions because they haven't read their Bible, but God does send a sword to the land. He sends evil to a city, says the word of God. Okay, and God changes not. So if you think God's changed and in the word says he changes not, you have an issue. Okay? Because biblically, God did judge nations that weren't of his own. He did judge Nineveh, he judged Sodom and Gomorrah, and go on and on and on and on and on. On and on. Okay? Go read about, geez, even Babylon. But getting back to Revelation 21:5, Jesus assured us, behold, take note, that he makes all things new. Amen?
Amen.
Say it, say it, say it. Behold, yeah. Behold, yeah. Jesus makes all things new.
Behold, Jesus makes all things new.
You say it, R.I.P.
Behold, Jesus makes all things new.
You say it, Maria. Say it.
Behold, Jesus makes all things new.
Okay, okay. So, behold, Jesus makes all things new. Amen? I want you to just listen. Drop that in your spirit that your body, your life, everything around you will be made new with the Lord. You have an insurance through the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you have faith in the Lord and you've turned and you're walking the straight and narrow. Now, that's the key. Today's cake-bake, flim-flam, flippy-flappy, dynamic delusions of doctrines of dictator Nimrods is at an escalation. It's worse than ever. Okay, even I've been scouting around here at the churches. Nobody's preaching on sin, and Maria and will tell you that God has exposed it to us, that when we're in the churches, God has showed us the spirit of iniquity moving, and it's transferable. She'll tell you. We actually, in one congregation, in the spirit of iniquity, God gave us a revelation and let us actually, I don't even want to talk about it, but we can actually feel this presence moving in the congregation. It's a spirit of iniquity. And it's transferable. It's transferable. And that's why Paul said, if you know someone that's in fornication, he says in the world, you know, you can't escape that. But in the church, if you know someone's in fornication, don't even eat with that person. Right, Jimmy?
That's right.
Okay. Now, this transferable spirit of iniquity is very dangerous, very, very hazardous, and it's transferable. It can get on you. It can create problems. And a lot of people say, well, I came to church when I'm having problems in my mind, going to sleep, having problems at night, having bad dreams, so on and so forth. Maybe it's the spirit of iniquity that has transferred from somebody that you have knowledge of that is in a transgressionable sin, as in fornication. So I want to touch on the straight and narrow tonight as far as, behold, the Lord will make all things for you if you stand and you continue in the straight and narrow. Amen? Amen? This isn't about osis. Now, I will tell you this. I want to encourage you tonight that you have a new hope and a new home with the Lord. You have eternity at stake. Amen? Amen? So, if eternity's at stake, it's not worth risking osis, once saved, always saved, eternal security. Now, this other cake-bake flim-flam flapper, Olstein, his promotion of his gospel is not the gospel. That is not the gospel. I don't care if he made somebody feel good, because somebody can go feel good in a shamanistic meeting. What's that do? Now, this mini Nimrod, Nebo man, is going around laying down holy threats on anyone that talks about Joel Osteen. Don't say I didn't warn you about this nutbag, okay? So, you know, when you have people going around, oh, we warn you, if you speak against Joel Osteen, holy threats can come on you. Well, guess what? We're still talking about him for years. And we will continue to speak against that demonic ministry that promotes transgression. And how do they promote transgression? They do not preach against it. And the gospel's foundation is repent and then believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. Without repentance, there's no revival. Without repentance, there's no redemption. Without repentance, there's no deliverance. Without repentance, there's no healing. That's why it says clearly in the Word to confess our faults to one another, meaning that's from Psalms. Confess the sin to the Lord, meaning that He can heal you. But there has to be a recognition and acknowledgement. When there is no recognition and acknowledgement, there can't be healing. Now, in God and His sovereignty, has He? Yes, He has. Yes, He has and still does. But the format has always been, like it says, confess thy faults one another. Confess his sins to the Lord also. Now, Deliverance Ministry is all founded in that. You come to one of our meetings, we go through Mass, renunciation. Spirits come out from that because that's the ground. Now, getting back to this thing going on in the Blood of Innocence, it's a few minutes we have before we get Dean Braxton, Jim Redbeard. You haven't been on a while. I want you to just touch on what you feel about what you're seeing, because you are prophetic. I trust you prophetically. What's going on with this Blood of Innocence right now? Where do you see this nation in the next year or two?
Well, it's just amazing, Rich, that, you know, you just go to any social media site, turn on any news broadcast, and just sit back in amazement. I mean, we have, you know, hundreds of thousands of babies, millions of babies over the years,
yeah,
aborted, their body parts sold for somebody's profit. We have, you know, this girl who gets stopped for not signaling to change a lane, gets thrown in jail and dies. We have, you know, four Marines dead, and all you hear on the news is about some lion killed in Africa.
Well, I like that lion. I like that
lion. To the place that we are more concerned with the life of an animal than we are the life of a human being. That's why nobody is preaching about sin. That's why nobody is standing up and saying your sin is going to send you to hell. Repent and be born again, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Amen.
That was the message that we were commissioned from the Messiah to preach to all the world.
Amen.
So if we're not doing that as leadership, as people who are claiming to be men and women of the cross, to be men and women that are led by the Messiah, then if we're letting down that one standard, then there's no wonder that the world's in the case that it is.
Amen. Preach it.
We have to preach repentance. Without repentance, as you said, there is no salvation. There is no moral high ground unless somebody tells you that you are doing wrong in the eyes of a just and holy God.
Amen.
We have to stand up on a firm foot, be the men and the women that God chose us to be, and declare to somebody to their face that they're sinning and transgressing against God, and He will send them to an eternal judgment of hell if they refuse to repent.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Bring it. Keep going.
Well, it's just amazing when we sit here and we see the standard of the church is as low as the standard of the world. You know, you want to be a homosexuality?
Yeah.
As long as you pay your tithes, come on to church. Hey, if you pay your tithes well enough, we'll get you into the minister's program and make you a minister.
Yeah.
You know, homosexuality, killing our unborn, every abominable thing that the Father said is an abomination to Him, we are now allowing into our churches, not only to sit on our pews, but now to stand behind our pulpits.
Hmm.
We have adulterers standing behind pulpits preaching the Word of God.
My God.
We have those that have had abortions themselves standing behind pulpits preaching the Word of God.
My God. Yeah.
When we see this happening, we have to realize that this world is in trouble. Just as the blood of Abel cried out before the Father, so is the blood of these innocent children crying out before the Father, and He will judge this world.
That's right. That's right. That's
when
right.
When he told the children of Israel to take the land, one of the main reasons he told them to kill every man, woman, child, animal, everything that lived there, he wanted it dead, was because they were sacrificing their children to Moloch.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody was standing up against it.
Right.
So if we don't stand up against this, if we don't raise up the standard, then every man, woman, child, and animal is going to perish in the judgment of the Father.
Mm.
Now wrap your minds around that.
That's right.
It rains on the just and the unjust alike.
Yep.
Well, we unwound Redbeard on you tonight, as you can see. But he's right on. But I will say, I like that line, Jimmy.
What's that?
That line. I like that line. I do.
Well, it's a beautiful line.
I like that line.
But when we care more about a line than we do the life of a human being, something's wrong.
Well, let's rephrase that. Some human beings. I mean, there might be one human being I would care about the line more. I could think of one now. but
we're not talking about Obama tonight, Rich.
Nah. Listen, let me explain something to you. Jimmy's right on. R.I.P., we got to rename you. But at this phase of the way, listen, I'm telling you, get ready, real, and right, because we are ready to see. Okay, I would say strap yourself, your seatbelt on, because we are in the end times, folks. When you see the luge of cake-baked flim-flams and the lack of preaching of holiness going on today, you know that the endurance of sound doctrine has not accomplished its course for some. Now, with that being said, the remnant must stand. Do not yield to this cake-baked teaching, because that is going to take this lascivious, and I told you about the spirit of iniquity that we discerned recently in two churches, it maneuverable and actually comes over you. It's pretty demonic, and it's a spirit, and it's transferring, and I'm saying to myself, you know, that's how that spirit of fear moved over from the when the spies came back with the evil report. There was only two that were able to sustain from that spirit, but it did transfer over millions, right, Jimmy? I mean, it must have.
Absolutely.
So that
you said the key word there, holiness. The scripture says that without holiness, no man will see God.
Amen.
Okay, so not only forget holiness, we're not even teaching repentance. We can't even begin to get to teaching holiness because we are not teaching repentance.
Just a basic turning, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to be repented to begin to learn how to be holy. To be holy means to be in right standing with the Father, to be walking in His ways, to be walking in His statutes.
Yes.
When we begin to understand that, we have to go out into the world. I mean, I'm at Walmart and I see somebody, you know, who I used to know as a believer, and they're no longer a believer, and I'm sitting there telling them, you know the truth. If you don't start walking in the truth, you're going to die and go to hell.
That's right.
Just because you said a 5-minute prayer 50 years ago doesn't insure you fire insurance.
We got to be overcomers to the end. And that's what this is all about. So we want to encourage you tonight, somebody somewhere out there tonight, that if you are listening to this broadcast, you're in good shape, because we got good news for you. We got good news because Jesus Christ said that he makes all things new. You have a new home, a new hope. You have faith and an anchor of your soul that you will not taste death, because Jesus said, he who believes in me shall not taste death. That he die, he will liveth. You will transfer from realm to realm. I'm here to assure you that it happens. And I will tell you, the resurrection is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the resurrection. He that believes in me shall not taste death. I want to assure you tonight that as bad as things could get, and even in this world, with the amping up of the devil's time growing short, we're seeing more and more attacks, that no matter what, he cannot take you from your heavenly home. If you remain in the standard of the gospel, the true gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because there is fake, fraudulent gospels going on today that promote lasciviousness. So certain men have crept in, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, meaning that it's a do-it-all policy, and the Lord will deal with them. They will be damned to hell, and anyone that follows that doctrine. So come out of it, come out of it, come out of it tonight. Behold, Jesus makes all things new for you. And Redbeard, we're going to move on and get Dean Braxton on that line, Redbeard.
All right. I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you, sir.
Shalom.
All right, so Redbeard was really fired up tonight.
Yeah, and Rich, I've even had visions. You know, everybody knows that I'm heading overseas to be a missionary. I've had visions of being overseas preaching after the destruction of America that Henry Gruber and Dmitry Dinman were shown, and pointing, saying, I'm from that nation. Look at what how God judges sin.
Well, you know, we got to let's go over that. You have a website set up. RIP is going to India to preach the gospel and live in huts. So if you want to get behind anything he's doing, you got a website, RIP?
Yeah, it's mercymissionindia.com, and we have a Facebook page called agapeblessingsindia.com.
That would be great if it didn't sound like you were talking into a cup right now. Did you say Mercy Missions India?
Yes, mercymissionindia.com.
.com. Mercy Missions, Mission, Mercy Mission, Mem. Say it again.
Yeah. mercymissionindia.com and the Facebook page is Agape Blessings India.
Get behind RAP. He's stepping out and he's going to live in jungles and preaching the gospel, healing and deliverance through the Elijah Challenge training. And we spoke with Carl. He might be going to Africa. He's definitely going back to the Philippines because we're going to be going back to Sarago City to do a strike the head of the serpent to return to there to do another mass deliverance crusade. So, with that being said, we have not got the building project in Brooklyn. That fell through again. So getting a building has seemed pretty terrible, you know. And we're going to have to keep praying on that. So I believe the Lord's going to come through with the building. I believe in Long Island City area. I had a dream about Long Island City. So I believe it's going to be in that. I would rather, you know what? I would rather Long Island City, okay? So I would rather Long Island City. So, because Brooklyn is just tough for me to deal with, BQE, and you know, get me over to Long Island City. So we're gonna yeah. Oh boy, let me get Dean on the line. Stand by, unit. Praise God, amen.
Amen.
Hope I got the right number. Remember what Sammy did to us that day, Taco Bell. I wonder who we were calling that day. We terrorized somebody. Remember that?
Yeah, when it was mixed up with Langford.
Yeah, that's right. When we were calling Langford up. We're live tonight, people.
Yeah, this is Dean. Can I help you?
Dean, yes, you can help us. We're calling for a pizza pie, large, extra cheese.
That's good.
And we're going to need that delivered in 20 minutes.
Well, then I better get an awful fast plane. That's for sure.
Well, we got Dean Braxton, we got RIP, which you know, on the line. We want to rename him to something more with life in it, because if we call him Ripper, that's terrifying. If we call him RIP, yeah, we think about, you know, thing people dropping dead. So, you know, what can we name him? You know, is there anything can we rename him? But Dean, first time on Watcher Radio, I want to shout out to you. Thank you for being on tonight. Now, we like your message because, you know, we had people that so many times that went to hell and came back with just a bad report. And it is bad. It is bad. And I want you to know that, you know, I haven't heard much. I really want to give you the microphone just give out your contact information and go in a little bit about your vision that you had. I believe it was an OBE, right?
Yeah, it was a... Well, near-death experience.
Right, right. Out of body, near NDE. So praise God. I really, this first time I watch the radio, shouts out, we are live WWCR tonight. This is Dean Braxton, and he has a great testimony and hope to share for us tonight. Amen.
Amen. So, I can tell you, you know, what took place, and, you know, you probably heard that my heart stopped for about an hour and 45 minutes.
Wow.
According to the medical records, that's just not me saying that, or someone saying that. According to the medical records that we have copies of, that my heart stopped for an hour and 45 minutes. I was considered what they call clinically dead.
Wow.
Now, I'll be honest with you, it wasn't a
horrendous accident that I got into. It wasn't something like being shot or some terrible situation that took place in the sense of that caused my death. What took place was I had a simple kidney stone, and I had a kidney infection. And the doctors gave me antibiotics thinking that the infection was gone, but no one went back to check to make sure. And so when they blasted the stone, they literally pushed the, you want to call it, the poison into my bloodstream. And everything in my body became what we call sepsis and started shutting down.
Wow.
And so that's what caused me to die. But because I was born again, knew Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and, you know, I have the Holy Spirit residing on the inside of me, I went where I always tell people Christians are supposed to go.
Mm.
You know, it's not unusual for Christians to go to heaven. That's what happens to us when we leave our body.
Amen.
Now, you got to know right up front, I did not want to come back. It wasn't like it wasn't like I was going on a tour. I was taking a sabbatical. It wasn't like I was trying to scope the place out so I can come back here and tell people. That was not my goal. My goal was to go and stay. You know, I like people to understand. I had a little kid one time asked me, he said, did you die? I said, yeah. Did he said, he said, did you go to heaven? I said, yeah. Did you come back? I said, yeah. He said, sorry. Because he understood. You know what I mean? And I always tell people that if you get that chance to be there, it is awful hard to come back. If it wasn't for Jesus and my wife praying, and since that Jesus wasn't praying, but my wife was praying and Jesus saying, no, it wasn't your time, go back, I'd still be there to this day. It wasn't like I volunteered to come back, you know, those type of things. You know, one of the things that I like to point out is just the whole aspect of going through this process as a Christian. You know, I can't tell people how it would be to die as a person that doesn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. I can only tell you what it's like to die as a person that does know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And I can remember when the moment came upon me and I knew I was dying, that really hit me hard. That it was, I went to the hospital for a simple kidney stone. I didn't go in there because I had a horrendous illness. I was getting ready to die or anything like that. And yet when it started to come upon me, I knew I was dying. And I can remember saying to myself, I am dying. Instead of panicking, getting afraid, getting hysterical, all of a sudden I felt great joy just overwhelm me. And I said these words to myself, I'm going home. And I can remember when it hit me, all of a sudden I knew I was going home. I'll tell you the truth. I tell people, if someone would have tried to stop me at that moment, I would have been mad. Because you know? I knew where I was going, you know. So I tell people all the time, when that moment comes upon us, we will know it. I really believe that the day you become born again, you know, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, is the day that that's put inside of you. And when that moment comes upon you, instead of it being a surprise like most people would think it would be, you're going to know that you're going home.
Amen.
And you're going to want to go home. You know, the Bible says in John, the 14th chapter, that we'll know the way. You know, we'll know it. And I can remember when that came upon me, I didn't have to have anybody there to tell me how to get there. Sometimes people say, didn't angels come and escort you to go to heaven? I said, no, if they did, I left them behind. I knew exactly where I was going, and I wanted to be there. And I just didn't want to be in heaven. Understand this. It wasn't really a place I wanted to be in. It was a person I wanted to be with.
Hmm.
I wanted to be with Jesus.
Amen.
You know what I mean? I tell people that all the time. And some people say, well, Dean, we'd like you to describe more of heaven. I said, I can't do that. I can tell you about the flowers. I can tell you about the mountains. I can tell you about all the scenery. But none of that gets you in. Jesus does. So I love to talk about just, you know, my experience with Jesus when I got there.
Hmm.
I tell people all the time, you know, they ask me sometimes, how fast or what, how long did it take for you to get there? You know, the Bible says in Corinthians, that to be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord.
That's
tell
right.
people, faster than you can blink, I was there.
Amen.
Someone said, what do you mean by that? I said, you know, the Bible said we'd be changed in a twinkling of the eye. So it was that quick that I was there. But I don't really tell people a lot of times that just because I want them to know how fast they get there. But something else took place as I was leaving my body. I can remember leaving my body, you know, and that's another thing. You know, most of us think it's the body dies and the spirit leaves. It's really the spirit leaves and the body dies. You know, a lot of times we think you see the person breathe their last and then they're gone. No, they're probably gone before then. you're seeing the gas run out of the clock, as I tell people a lot of times, because they have already left. And scripturally, I tell them, like in James, the second chapter says, faith without works is dead, just like the body is dead without the spirit. The spirit has to leave first for the body to die. So I left my body, and as I was going to be with the Father and Jesus, I can remember going through the room and going through the atmosphere and going through outer space, and I hit this area that it was just total darkness. But I could see, like I call it a window. Some people say a light at the end of the tunnel, but I call it a window. And when I saw it, it was light there, and I was headed toward that light. But all of a sudden, I noticed going past me were other lights. They looked like shooting stars. They weren't shooting stars. This is the closest I can come to describing what they look like. A lot of times I try to get people to understand, you know, that's the eternal realm. This is a temporal realm. Mm. You're trying to explain a eternal realm and a temporal realm. And a lot of times, even if you read in Revelation, or you read Ezekiel, or you read Daniel, you'll hear them say, like, a whole lot. They'll say, it's like this, it's like that. That's not saying that's what it is. That's the closest they can find something on the planet, I call it, and to represent something that is there, because that's eternal. One of the things that is not there that's here is death. There's no decay. There's nothing falling apart. There's no one dying. So it's hard to describe a realm that has nothing deteriorating in a realm that things are deteriorating. So here I am, leaving my body to go be with the Father Jesus, and these lights have passed me by. I knew what they were. They were the prayers that people were praying for me and others. I tell people all the time, your prayers got there faster than I did. And you got to understand how fast I was moving. To be absent from the body is to be in the presence of the Lord. Faster than you're hearing my voice right now, I was there. Faster than light that is shining upon a person, I was there.
Wow.
And yet the prayers that people were praying for me and others, and I always like to say others, because I saw them passing me by, and they were just prayers for me. Someone said, well, how did you know? You just know. I don't know how to explain it any better than when, you had the apostles with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, and here comes Elijah and Moses up, and they knew who they were. You just know. I know there's times in us that are born again, we just know something. We don't know why we know it. We just know we know it. And I knew these were the prayers of people praying for me and others that were passing me by. It was like, I don't know how else to say it, and I don't know if God really is having it this way, but it's like he wanted to hear from people on this planet faster than he wanted me there. that's the best way I can say it. I'm not saying that he didn't want me there, but I can remember those prayers just passing me by like I was standing still.
Wow.
When I entered into that window or into that light, the first thing that hit me was, everything is right. There's nothing wrong. A person asked me one time, they said, what do you mean by everything is right? I said, everything is right. There's nothing out of place. Everything is right. And it's not according to what I think is right. It's according to what God says is right.
Amen.
There's no other way I could explain it. I say it's past peace. Someone said, what do you mean by that? I said, there's nothing to be peaceful from. Someone said, what do you mean? There's nothing to be peaceful from. In the Bible, in the fourth chapter of Philippians, you've heard this before, that we can experience peace past understanding on this planet. Well, there, it's always existing.
Wow.
There isn't a moment that you're not in that rightness or peace past understanding. It's just no words to explain it. And I remember entering in and knew I was supposed to be there. I just knew it. And my whole being resonated with that. The other thing that I like to tell people is everything there was glad I was there. Everything was like, you know, was waiting for me to come. You know, sometimes people want to know, well, what do you mean by that? It was like Jesus Christ went before me and said, I was coming. And I like to tell people the day he said it is the day I accepted him as Lord and Savior. I know some people say, what do you mean by that? I mean, I really believe that everybody that accepts Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, God and Jesus announced their coming. Now, it's up to them to make the full trip. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying to them that they've been announced. And I say, people, you've got to hold to the announcement that has been made on you being there.
Mm.
Now, all of that was great. Everything was fantastic. But I'll be honest with you, I wanted to be where Jesus is. I can remember going to where Jesus is. And when I saw him, I did exactly what the Bible says we're going to do. every knee would bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I tell people I went on my hands and knees not because, you know, I had to, but I was before my Lord and Lord and King of Kings. You know, that's why I went on my hands and knees. You know, it's ironic that the Bible says this in the 14th chapter of John, the 6th verse. It says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except through him. I tell people all the time, that's not a belief system. That's the way it is. Even if you don't believe it, that's the way it is. You cannot come to the Father except through Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus was saying to the entire world, trust me, you're going to leave your body someday. And when you leave, where are you going to go? You that are connected to me, you that are born again, you that know me as Lord and Savior, you're coming where I am. I also believe that others are going to find that out that don't know him. But they're not going to enter in just like I did. They're going to bow and they're going to come to the realization that he was right. And it's going to be too late then. I always tell people it's better that you find out here on the planet, because when you're there, it's too late. This is not a belief system. This is the way it is. I just tell people, they're all going to find out, you know, sooner or later. There may be someone on the radio program right now that says, I don't know if I believe that. It doesn't matter if you believe me or not. Sooner or later, you're going to find out. That's what I tell people, because you're going to have to leave your body. And I can remember being before Jesus Christ, going on my hands and knees and saying, you did this for me. Someone asked me, what do you mean by that? I came to the realization, the only reason I was there is because of what he had done. Someone said to me one time, they said, what do you mean by that? I would not have been there if he had not died for my sins on the cross, you know, paid the price for me and rose again. I would not have had eternal life. Someone said, but you accepted him. And I said, but he pursued me. He came after me. I was the one who was lost, not him, you know. Nothing I did got me in. He got me in. One person said, but didn't you do this and this and this to get in? I said, any good work coming through me is Jesus Christ. Even talking to you right now on this radio program and the way it's coming across, it's him working through me. He gets the credit. The Bible says we're to do everything unto the Lord. Someone said, what about your bad works? The Bible says in Hebrews 8 chapter that when he forgives you, he forgets it. So I said, but he's going to bring up a book and he's going to bring up all your deeds. I said, we didn't get it. This is what's going to happen. On the page where your deeds should be, whether good or bad, is one name. It's him. He took it all. He gets the credit for all the good things. And when he died on that cross, he took it all. You know, sometimes people have a hard time with that, and that's okay. I tell them, I don't get you in. Jesus does. You can say, I don't believe a word you're saying. That's okay. If you believe in Jesus, you get to go. And when you're there, and if I'm there and you come up to me, you won't come up to me and say, Dean, you were right. You will look at me and say, you were really short in describing this place. You know, that's what I tell people all the time, you know. So here I am. I'm looking at him. And the first thing I look at after I say those words is I look at his feet, and his feet love me. Someone said, what do you mean by that? I said, the reality of it is I was experiencing the fullness of the love that Jesus Christ has for me through his feet. Someone said, wow. I said, yeah, it was like his feet loved me. I came to understand the day I was created, the day any of us was created, we were inside of our mother's womb, that God Almighty created love for us that only we can receive. Someone said, what do you mean? I said, it's tailor-made. It's made for you. It's not a blanket love. It is your love. You can't give it away. It is created for you and only you, you know. And I tell people I was experiencing the love that was created for me and only me, like I was the only one he loved. No one he loved others, but I was experiencing like I was the only one he loved. I looked at his being. I looked at his body, and he has arms and hands and legs, a face, everything that we have. But one thing that I tell people all the time is this. People ask me, say, well, did you see the nail prints? I say, no one's up there trying to prove it's Jesus. Tell you the truth. You know it's him because of the love he has for you. I always relate to the Romans, the 8th chapter, that starts off, what can separate you from the love of God? And it goes through and talks about all of these things but nothing can separate you from that. And then it tells you it comes through Jesus Christ. I was experiencing the love of the Father through Jesus Christ. Sometimes people ask me, you don't say too much about the Holy Spirit. And I said, he was with me. The Bible says that Jesus said he will never leave us nor forsake us. The Holy Spirit was still with me when I entered into heaven. He didn't jump out and say, I've got to go get somebody else. He was still with me, you know. I tell people, you might as well get used to it. God Almighty will be with you forever if you're born again, you know. And sometimes people say, well, I don't know about that. I say, well, you got to understand something. He's on the inside of you. Sometimes people say, I don't feel close to God. Well, it doesn't go by feeling. It goes by what he said. He's always with you. Sometimes people say to me, well, I hope he didn't hear what I was saying a few minutes ago. I said, well, he's on the inside of you. He heard it, you know. I hope he didn't see it. I said, well, he's on the inside of you. He sees it. You know, we've got to realize, us that are born again, that God Almighty resides on the inside of us, whether we feel it or not. He is there, and we've got to act like it. You know, that's what I always tell people, act like he is on the inside of you, you know. So here I am looking at Jesus and experiencing the fullness of his love that he has for me. And one of the things that really got me was that all of a sudden I look past him and I see my family. So we say, what do you mean by your family? Those that accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, there they are on the other side of him. A person asked me one time, what did they look like? I said, they were shiny, they had a big smile, and pure joy. They were shiny because Jesus Christ was shining out of them. They had a big smile because they had no worries. And that pure joy, I don't know how to describe it. I have children, and I can remember holding my son in my arms for the first time and the joy I had by holding that child. I always say it didn't last a long time, but it was there for a moment. I had pure joy. I can remember, you know, you say, come in contact with my grandchildren. I have grandchildren right now, and I always have pure joy with them. But that's what they look like to me. So it says, did they look old? Did they look young? I said, you got to understand, there's no time there. How am I to measure? You can say they look this age or that age, but there is no measurement there. How do you describe a person that is not deteriorating when we have all we got is things that describe a person in deterioration? Even young says they're going to get old, you know? But there's neither nor. You don't know how long a person even been there because there's no time there. Time does not exist there at all. So here I am looking at my family and realizing that family is important to God. For me, that was something because I became a Christian at the age of 17. I was the first one in my immediate family to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you know. But I always gave credit to my grandmother Mary. My grandmother Mary, I grew up in California. Grandmother Mary lived in Houston. And I can remember going to visit her. When we went to visit her, I can just remember she always got up in the morning and turned on what we call the preaching station. I know she's the one that prayed me into the kingdom of God. And I know all of a sudden here I am in heaven, and there she is out front of everybody. There was also people, someone asked me one time, were the people that you thought would be there that weren't there? And I think, and I didn't think all those people were there, because it was generation after generation after generation of anybody that was connected to my family. They could be grafted in or adopted in. You know, I use the scripture when Jesus looked down at John and said, here is your mother, and told Mary, here is your son. We can be grafted into a family like that. They could be step-parents, but if they're part of that family, they're going to come to greet you in. And I can remember this family, my family, coming to greet me in. But there was one person that I didn't think would be there, and that was my Aunt Barbara. I had her in hell, you know. So we said, what do you mean by that? Well, I had a criteria I thought Grandma Barbara didn't meet. I came to understand that sometime in her life she accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. When did it happen? I don't know. All I came to understand, I'm not the gatekeeper. Jesus is. And it matters if he knows. I can have all the criteria I can want, but you got to be born again. And someone said, well, what if you do this and this? I said, God knows. You can't fool him. He is not one that you can fool. You may fool me and others, but you can't fool God. He knows where your heart is, you know. And it isn't, oh, he knows my heart, and I'm going to keep on doing the things that are wrong. Yeah, he knows your heart. The Bible says this, if you love him, Jesus, you will keep his commandments. You know, there's a lot more I could say, but I don't know if you guys have any questions or anything. And we have just a little bit more time. Is there anything you want to ask me?
Yeah, I do, Dean. Our idea currently of what the Godhead is changed a lot from the early church to what we now have. And I know many groups that have different ideas on what the Godhead is. Is that a salvation issue? Or if we love God through our own understanding, can our minds even comprehend what the Godhead is? And is the ideas that men have came up with really accurate?
You know, one of the things that I came when I got there, this is probably one of the ones that's pretty delicate to talk about sometimes, but a good thing about it is not one that gets you into heaven or keeps you out. Jesus does. When I got there, they were one. Someone asked me one time, said, but you talk about Jesus, and you talk about the Father, and you talk about the Holy Spirit. I said, yes, I do, but they are one. Someone said, in three persons. I said, it's more than just that, you guys. It's outside of our description of what God is. Always we're trying to figure out what he is and how he's made up and how he is God, G-O-D. I can remember when I was there with the Father and Jesus in heaven, and you got any information from the Father or Jesus, all of a sudden, no one was going around trying to figure it out. They were doing it because God had spoke, and it was a done deal. You know, the Bible tells us that his word is above his name. And in heaven, everything except for the redeemed, us that were born again, was calling him the word. We that were born again, we called him Father. We were the only ones that had the privilege of calling him Father. I don't know if anyone grasped the deepness of that. But in the sense of saying he's three in one or he's one, he's more complex than you can ever imagine, and our understanding of trying to grab it does not fit within who God is. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Wow. That's some... Dean, is there any... I know we're almost out of time, but is there any... is this any booklet format or any website somebody can... obtain some Morris revelation?
What they can do, there's DeanBraxton.com. I have a website. I have an app that's In Heaven, if they want to download that. And then I do have a book called In Heaven, Experiencing the Throne of God. They can get it through the website, or they can go to Amazon.com, Borders Books, a lot of those things. You know, it was written in 2009. Mm. It's out there. As you can see, I use a lot of scriptures when I'm explaining something. I believe the Word of God helps me to explain it through the Holy Spirit residing on the inside of people. So there's things that I say, and I say, here it is in the Word of God. And then I rely on the Holy Spirit to take it further. But they can get that information through that. Mm. They can go online and look at my schedule. I'm all over the place. Last year I did 201 meetings. The year before I did 202. I cut down last year.
Wow. So, that's a lot. Yeah. Well.
So yeah. I'm on the road a whole lot. And so Rip knows that right off the bat. And so they can look at those things and see where I am. Yeah. They can ask questions. It's hard for me to answer them back in email form just because of how much I'm moving around.
Yeah, good news. Good news.
Amen.
To those that would believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, you know, that's why it's so important, folks, to encourage folks to... understand the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the only way we will have eternal life. There is no other way. And that's why even a gospel chat track or a just ministering to somebody is so important in this hour, because we just don't know. I know so many people just the past year passed away. Boom, 1 second here, 1 second gone. And you're like, man, I wish I had more time to minister to a person. And it's like, you know, this eternal world, like Dean touched on, you will find out what he said is real very soon, because what did he say? Have to leave your body. And you want to be going in the right direction. I'm talking north, baby, because south of heaven is not going to be good. How many out there know that? So Jesus Christ is the only way. Hope, faith, victory. He's paid the price, and he did it for you. He did it for me. Did it for Dean, did it for R.I.P. And listen, folks, encourage somebody something out tonight, and the Lord loves you. We love you. Dean loves you. R.I.P. loves you. Marie loves you. We love you. And we just want to say we'll be back next week. And God bless you, Dean, for coming on tonight
Thank
with
you.
That great Beautiful, beautiful testimony, by the way. And it makes me feel good tonight. It really does. You know? And thank you, sir. And shouts out to everybody in WWCR tonight. We'll see you next week by the grace of God. Good night, guys.